We opened up the Sugya from Avdus last week. Avdus as opposed to Sitkus. It says Unzer Sitkus, Unzer idea of Sitkus. A regular mensch. He's programmed, his whole Holoich Yelech, his whole Halich Machshava. It's his Ratzon, his Havana. That's what makes him go. That's what pushes him. That's what drives him. That's what gives him a time. It's all his Ratzon, his Havana. An Eved is an Ander Bria. An Eved is someone who's Kulei. Kulei Meshubit. He Kulei belongs to the other. Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imu b'lefonai, Malchus Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. And we have to make a dent in the Sugya of Avdus if we want to Shaychus to Yen HaMalchus. To the Malchus of the Ebeshe. And Avdus is hard. Shlema, if you were Richter Ge'evet, you were Shvarts from 200 years ago. So, Matthias, you know, you woke up in the morning. That's it. You didn't have an egg in Matthias. The Gantz, everything was the Tzorech Yehod. That was, if not, you're going to get Shmeist. Shmeist, killed. I don't know exactly what all the details were. The Eved woke up in the morning. And he thought right away, what do I have to do for that? What do I have to do? I want to sleep. His whole Metzias, in Metzias, was Meshuvah to God. But by us, it's not so simple. By us, there's no clear Shiva to Nevesh. There's a Gantz of Gavris. We have Egen of Ritzonis, Egen of Havonis, Egen of Tam. At the most, as we saw last week, the most, what we try to do is, we keep with the regular Ratzon, we try to make sure that our Ratzon stems with the Ratzon of Hashem. We always say, it's a litmus test. If you ever have a hard decision you want to make, so you dig deep down, you'll see. You dig deep down into your machshavos, you'll see. But the etzem, the way you make the cheshbon, you make the decision, is the first. Your first machshavos always, what do I want? What's good for me? Afterwards, if you're Ben Aliyah, then all of a sudden you run, you always want to run, and try to reconcile with Eibishter. There's a takashim with Eibishter, ask my Rebbe, ask him. Does my rotzer now, does it work with Eibishter? For a minute, I'm not. I want to make sure that it's not something I shouldn't be doing. Where does it start? It starts first. You know, what's good for me? You know, when do I want the flight? When do I want the thing? Then I try. Does it work? Does it? That's a tahlich machshava. That's the way. That's not never. Was it in Zeir Vayf from Avdus? And a melech wants an eved. That's what a melech wants, an eved. I just thought today Rashi is legend. The one to me, Sach Rashi is in Nachs Shet Azoy. The Melochim always had, they always had Sarisim. They used to have Sarisim that they were Oymed Sharis Lefenim. So why do they have a Saris? And someone who's Oymed Lefenim Melech has to be cooler. The Melochim Rashi is Ponu Yilavoy Desa Melech. If he has Andre Zachin, he has Tivus Noshim. There's a Metzias of Epsin Andre Zachin that's already felt in the Oymed Lefenim Melech, the Ponu Lefenim Melech. And Evan is somebody who's cool, Kulei. Everything is Nos in the Melech. And Evan, the way he's marach things in life, he's marach things, the Harocha in life, starts off with the Ratzon Hashem. As we said, starts off with the Ratzon Hashem. There's a membrane in the Rosh, the Chaim LaRosh. If someone is familiar with the Sefer, it's a Sefer that's Mira Machzer Meruba, small zogs over Reis Zachin. In each line, as he says in Samach Tes, his line is Ritzei Ba'asher Yirtza Yitzrach. Ritzei Ba'asher Yirtza Yitzrach. I think this is what he's saying. He's saying, your rotzen, your etzim rotzen is what your rotzen should be, the hachdor of your rotzen. Not afterwards, shtim your rotzen with Asher Yirtzi Yitzrach, like we do. No. The hagdoro of your rotzen is, doesn't have it, the hagdoro of unser rotzen should come to a point, Asher Yirtzi Yitzrach. That's what rotzen should be. My mom was good. This time, I don't know if it makes such a difference in Musar and Maisa and Avoida. The reason why for us talk is the tachlis tafka in heaven. For us, it's poshut. Well, the ganze tachlis in the world is lahitiv. Maybe should come to meitiv zayin. Shteim is a sharm. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to be meitiv to us. Everyone in this room, Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he came to be meitiv to us. What's the way to be meitiv? Shteim is a sharm. The Vegas. The toiv, the ultimate toiv for every mensch is to be, the Eibush is the ultimate toiv. And the Rashaych is the Eibush is the ultimate toiv. What's the greatest way to have somebody, two entities that are separate entities, and the Tzveita entity, it's external existence, Mitzias, for me, and he should be able to be Mischaber and Mizdabik to me. What's the greatest way? So maybe Ish for Isha. Ish Efshar is something that's understated, we're created by Etzem as one. But the answer is, an Avdus is a sach fester, much more fest than a Chavashav. Somebody who does my Ratzin, somebody who wants to do my Ratzin, because he understands it's a Shein Ratzin, because he enjoys being with me, at the end of the day, it's him. He wants to do it. He wants to be Mischaber to me at certain times. When it doesn't work out. Over an Eved, who less than a guy may klum, an Eved who eventually is misbatil atzmoy, and he becomes, Ritzei Bashi Yirtzi Yitzrech. So that is no greater way to be tough to me, Nitzvah to Leibishter. Moshe Abin, who was the ultimate Eved Hashem, it's loy bichti that if Moshe Abin stayed, pe a dabra boy. There was nothing left. Moshe Abin was a megaphone of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was, the greatest way to be native to the Brias is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces us to be Avodim, which Be'etzim forces us to Mabatel our Metzias, called Kulay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who's an Eved, it's the greatest way to be Dveyas. It's about my Muzgar. In Yanenu, it's not Neged Alomdis, in Yanenu, Yisrael always said this, we have to know, the Chiyah doesn't have to be Avodim. But as Dorish Meimenu is, we have to be Avodim. And again, Nochamo, if you're one of the Shaykhs to the Malchus, you have a Shaykhs to the Malchus, you have a Din. You have to make a dent in the Sugya of Avodim. So one of the tools, let's start with that, one of the tools we have, again, this is totally against the natural grain, to mavatal arotzen, constantly, mavatal arotzen, mavatal adas. The person thinks freely. He's a negative mensch, thinks freely. Mavatal, subject, machni himself. So a basic tool of avoid that we have every day. To show a mitzvah twice, three times. Two or three times, Kriyashah. It's the mitzvah of Kabbalah, so machlo shemayim. The chefts of that mitzvah is to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, and where's Avodah? That's what Kabbalah Mahal Shemayim. Kabbalah is oil. What's that, an oil? An oil licked at the goof of the Eved, of the goof of the Behema, and a very Meshubit. The Gemara Mishnah, Mishnais, Brachas, the second parak, says, why is the order of Kriya Shema? First is the parasha of Ahavta and then Mayim Shemayim. First, you should mekabel all malchusi, and then you can mekabel all mitzvahs. It's a mechilta, which is a little different, it's a little tesefis, in this chazal, mechilta parashas Yisrael. As a Moshul and Melech Boss of Adam, she nichnas la Medina. Omuloy Avodov Gzor Aleinu Gzeris. As a Melech came into the Medina, he was a grace of Melech. He had a grace of Shlita, a grace of Hanem, he had a grace of Raimimus. So they said, tell us, we want to do what you want to do. Gzor Aleinu Gzeris, we want, we understand, the first state. We came to Hasog and Avonah, we want to do what you want to do. Tell us the Gzeris. Omulahem, Kishikiblu es Malchusai Exor Aleichem. First, me yikablu malchusei, then I'll do it. She malchusei lo yikablu, zeh roisei lo yikablu. Kach omra, amokam li Yisrael. First, we mekabel malchusa, and then we mekabel gzeiros. Shteita mamish suya we're dealing with. This gzeiros, this ritzonus. By us, that's avodas Hashem. By us, avodas Hashem is also Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us to do gzeiros. Let's do as many gzeiros as you can. That's not what the melech wants. There's a sugya before, there's a noisei before, what we call, we always thought of it as Hashem, which is ruchnius, just doing actions that happened on the chart, they crossed the line of ruchnius. There's a noisei kodum, and that means being mekabel oil. It means being an eved. An eved means I'm meshubid to you. Someone who's meshubid, he's going to do my gzeiros. Because if not, what is he doing? He's doing his gzeiros. No, he understands it's good for him to do his gzeiros. If the melech would tell him right away, give him his gzeiros, so that means because of your havona, I'm giving you gzeiros. When you understand, you understand. When you don't understand, you don't understand. I'll be in a meshubid to me. I don't have an evid. I don't have somebody who be'etzem is meshubid to my gzeiros. The first thing is, kapolos olam malchus shamayim. Now think for a second how we read Kriyat Shema. How we read Kriyat Shema. A Ben Aliyah reads Kriyat Shema. Most of us don't think about Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Shema, Shema, during Kriyat Shema. But if we do think about Kabbalah, Shema, Shema, during Kriyat Shema, so again, in Ben Aliyah, he says, Shema Yisrael, Shem, Lakin, Hashem, Echod, Ein Oy Mulvado. He starts thinking, Ein Oy Mulvado means garnished, all thing in the belt. Nothing. Every last thing is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My wife's going to be happy when I come home. My kid's able to cross the street. Everything is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Oy Mulvado. It's connected to Mekabal Malchusa. Who's it? This is Nebuchadnezzar. It's called Yochel. Everything's totally beyond it. Behind the Kalagal, who's it? No. That's not Nevid. You're still outside of you. You're outside of you. You're looking, I'm here, and Nebuchadnezzar is around, and he has Gzeris, and he has Ritzoinus, and it's Gedai for me to Mekalagal, who's it? And Eved, he himself, I belong to Nebuchadnezzar. Ain't no Mavada means, Ichal garnished. He's mechayim mikol rega. The next second, the fact that I can make no simple cheshbon in the Gemara, the next second, if I could read the words, think of pshat, it's all talking to Eibishter. I am the shubat Eibishter. I have to be mekabel oil. I have to be mekabel oil. I have to do gzeiros. It's an anderzach, an eved. You look in the Gemara, Alamo. An eved, he had a choysim abdus that he carried on his beged. He didn't carry it on his wall. Sitzes, shtein the Gemara menochus. Moran Shabbos Mavur, there's something called a Kavla. They used to carry the name of their master, they called him. His name was Jack. Right, the Evid. You know, this rats he had on himself. It said Jack. It belongs to Jack. Why do you have it on him? Because that was his Matthias. It was him. That was his Matthias. When he visualized himself, he saw the other, he saw the ruts in the other. That's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is you look at yourself and you realize. I'm a shubid. I am beyad the riba in kolam. I'm beyad the kol yochoy. They in the mavadin mashkiach halakol. Meshadim arochus. You have to turn to yourself. You're rotzen. The same rotzen that you think you're business. Like bala boss. It's garnished. You're a puppet beyad Hashem. This is a way. This is the ability. This is the tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to practice avdus. To practice avdus again. It doesn't come naturally to us. It doesn't come naturally to us. Regularly, we are rotten reins. We decide with our rotten, we decide with our honor. We need to go against our grain. We have a mitzvah of Kabbalah's own Malach Shemayim. I want to go to a nafkamina. We spoke about a few nafkaminas in the Sugya of Avdus. Spoke about a few nafkaminas last week. Similar, but this is a prat. In the gate to the Kumadika Parshan, Kisavai, in the Teichacha, in the middle of the Teichacha state, at the Siba of the Teichacha, famous pasuk. Tachas Hashalayavat Hashem Lekech Vesimcha Vetuv Leiva Vimirevka. Siba for the Gantz of Teichacha is Tachas Hashalayavat Hashem Lekech Vesimcha Vetuv Leiva Vimirevka. So there's a shtel, I'm not going to go into so much now. That chasaron simcha, chasaron avdus v'simcha is the goyim for the ganze teicha. But I'm coming to explain pashup shat. The end of the pasuk state v'simcha v'tevleva mirayivka. We learn mirayivka. What's the title of mirayivka? So Rashi, if not, says, Meroivka, ba'oid shahilim roivka. That's what Rashi means. Rashi learns kilu, it's an added shtach. Not only, that you didn't turn, even when you had everything, you still didn't turn to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'simcha v'tov leiva. But the Rambam in Perek Tesh Shuv, his muchach that he learned, I think, Moposhav Shana Pasuk, Meroivka, make mach mas roivka. Meroivka means that's the sibah. What was the Siba that brought Klal Yisrael to the matzav of Tachas Hashaloi Avad Hashem Alekech Hashem Alekech Hashem Alekech? They were Yivkal, they had Yivkal. The Rambam, what he was talking about, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the grace of Shefa and Chai, and he misuses it, and other Rabbah brings a person to be Boyin in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away from him. He brings this Pasuk, the Techa. Machmas Yivkal. So Al Darka Shal Rambam, B'shinu Iksas, in Tait Shop, in Avoid the Goyif in the Pasuk, saying like this. Meroiv Kol is Miloshin, that Yaakov Avinu said, Yeishli Kol. Ashi taitched at the pasuk Yeshli Kol. Esav said Yeshli Rav. Yasav said Yeshli Kol. Yeshli Kol Tzarki. Kol meant Chav Alz Vasachdas. That's a comment. Klal Yisrael was in a matziv of Roiv Kol. They had everything that they needed. What does it mean everything they needed? That's the matar of the entire world today. We call being set up. In Hebrew and Israelis they say Sidur Malay. Sidur Malay. You know, they try to get for the chasm, they try to get him a Sidur Malay. You have to be set up. Your life should be set up in a way where everything you need, you have. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't have to exert a thing. If there's five people in the family, you have to have five cars. And there has to be, mazgan, have to be air conditioning in every part of the house, on top of the bed, kafi, the exact temperature, regulated kafi, each exact bed. And if we need four maids, we need four maids. And v'chulei, v'chulei, every type of drink that goes with every type of Sudan, every time. That's the tachlis of the entire world today. That's it, that a person should have all his tzrochim without exerting. Should be able to take it easy. Should be set up. Klal Yisrael, in their musogim, yeah, having called tzrochim changes, the details change of the door. Every door has the musogim of being set up. Klal Yisrael, they want to matzim for Roiv Kol. That's him, and it means being a total spoiled person. A person who is in a matziv where he doesn't have to work, he doesn't have to exert himself to do anything. That matziv was the siba that brought about a bittul of avdus besimcha. Tachas hashaloi avadito es Hashem alekecha besimcha v'tevoi. Why? Because besides being such a person who's spoiled, who's totally everything is set up from life, he never has to exert himself. Besides that's a steer to million being a successful person in million areas in life. Oh, but to avdus b'simcha, it's a clash, it's a head-on clash. It's a hafka of being an avdus b'simcha. Avdus b'simcha means, avdus, what's our sugya? The ability to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks you. Whatever he asks, whatever terms, in his terms, and then still be b'simcha. Somebody who never has to exert a muscle, someone who never has to, everything is set up in life, everything, he never dealt with difficulty. So is he shaykh to be an editor? And noch to tzu betzimcha. I want to open up a sugi with us, and I really want to. I'm not so much. You know, I'm trying to get the sugi of avdus. I'm not trying the nafkaminis of being spoiled, the difficulties. I want the sugi of avdus. The difficulty we have, the difficulty, and it has to do with that we're not trained to be avodim. We don't train ourselves to be avodim. The difficulty we have when there's the tnoyim that we think we deserve for avodas Hashem. Are not the way that we wanted them to be. I think if we search deep down, we have a very krum sugan bechlal to these men. Marshall, about myself. Just think about myself. He had these, Ben Zman, he had these unbearably hot days. He had a little bit this beginning of this man. Come to shul. It was by the way, whatever. Come to shul, there was, you know, totally conditioning in circles. What happened? You know, you come to show. Deep down, I'm like, you gotta be kidding. You really want me to daven now? You're serious? You know, you're serious? I'm putting on the children's straps, you know, they're sticking to my. You want me to have kavona? I'm saying, you want me to have a kavona? Deep down, it's partial to me, the pshaz. I'm potter. I'm potter from learning today. I'm potter from my witness and shem. Come on. You know? Deep down there's a machshava. If the Eibush expects me to be over him, you know, I have to have the tnoim. I have to be able to. I deserve time. It's almost like, you know, in the hotels they invite these hasanim, these singers, and these, you know, and the guy calls up and he says, prepare me the band, and this and this time, and he comes, and it's not there. He says, what do you expect from me? You hired me, you know. I told you to give me this time, you know. What do you expect? It was like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes us something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your potter? HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you anything? Magilcha klum? What? Something bakum dir? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes good weather, and because the air conditioning works every single day in the mirror, so when the air conditioning doesn't work, you're putter? Get klar. I'm not talking about whether it's hard to learn when it's cold or it's hot. Of course it's hard. We're used to it. But dig deep down and you'll see there's a certain havana of the Beshem that's like, you can't expect anything from me now. You can't expect anything from me now. Why? Because we live life like a tzaddik. We live life, we're not living in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's terms. We live life that we are, I decide what I want to do. I enjoy learning and I want to learn, even if sometimes it's hard for me, I want to learn. But, you know, again, there's certain, I have certain rules. That's what wants you. Wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no rules. Take that same, I want to dig very deep down. It's a very chashuv point. I want to see if I'm alive in the kudus. That same train of thought, and the same thing happens when we're poil, when we're masik, when we talk it in Avodah Hashem, we do something. We do it in Avodah Hashem. So you dig deep down, you think, Magi Alanu Kol Oil, we deserve. Person says a good svara. Deep down, he was Yetzer Zayin. Makum Tem, a grace, pat on the back. I heard from Shimshon Pinkus once. He was Magid as a Reg of Emes. He said, I don't remember all the protim now, but Kadir, you know, Fakim there, he did Ma'alef Hatov. Mamish Ma'alef Hatov, besides being the Rav, obviously the Yoyitz of everyone over there, he did all the Tfilis, all the Slichas, all the Tfilis, he had the big Joshes. Kitzer, Motzi Yom Kippur, Ois Kamate, nothing left, garnished Geblubin. Mariv, and Musif, and he said a Shmuz, and Nila, Als. He's laying on the couch, sitting up, laying on the couch. He was typhus himself, Reg of Emes. He said, deep down, what was going to his mind? He said, I deserve vacation now for 3 days. He taka, you count the numbers, how much Zikir Rabban in one mensch? How much Zikir Rabban? Hundreds, 200, 300, how much Zikir Rabban he did? Mitchil about Tzayv, else was him. Magali vacation. He said, chat himself. I did something for the Ebeshter. What happened? Magili something. So again, the same type of thing. He doesn't mean he can't relax. It's very chashuv. I want to get. Of course he is chashuv to relax. He's tired. He has to relax. But why are you relaxing? If the pshat is, I did something to Eibishter. I did exactly what he asked me. I didn't do any grace to Gval Zach. I'm nishkof katan. I did what Eibishter asked me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Gval Zach Koichus. And this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And now I have to go weiter. And now I need more Koichus Gval Zach. If that's your Tzugan, that's an Eved Hashem. No, but that's not what he was thinking. Pshat was thinking, don't bother me. My wife don't bother me. No one bother me. I'm potter for klum. I come home. I have a, you know, I did a chavol katan. That's not an evid. When we go with this machshava, I want to stay home. This is so chashuv for a young man's life. So chashuv. So that's when all the problems start coming, when all things start going wrong. How many problems in a young man's life could go wrong? Millions. The tzaddik, when he runs his life the way he thinks, he runs his avodah Hashem to be in his life. All of a sudden, he has a kid who's having trouble in cheder, and he has to go out and during seder, you know, to talk to the rebbe. It's a clash to Tzom Tzias. It's a clash to Tzom Tzias. He sees a conflict, a huge conflict. This is avodah Hashem in my book. Yeah, this is avodah Hashem in my book. Bad Sam. And now all of a sudden, I have this big problem that's getting in the way. I have this kid who. That's not what I'm supposed to, that's not the time I'm supposed to be of Yitzhak Hashem. So he's upset. He comes in, he runs out, he gets upset, there's no simcha, he's obnoxious, there's chavrus, he's obnoxious to everyone. And the air conditioning goes off, obviously, but I'm talking about much bigger problems in life. But all of a sudden, you have starting having issues in Shalom Bayis sometimes, each of the spouse has something, all of a sudden a pekel that they never dreamed of. All of a sudden, like, it's a clash to his metzias, to where he was running away. In Eved, it doesn't start by you. What do you mean it's a clash that you want to live? You have what the Eved did. You have what the Eved did. Maybe it's here. Maybe it's here. Same thing. Maybe it's here. Hashiva l'zuchan v'ach. Hashiva l'zuchan v'ach. How many times I hear people? Again, we're talking about how Madrigas, but they say a nusach. He's the last person in the world who should deserve such a thing. Is he Yisurim? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu could pick anybody else in the world to give such a Yisurim, the Eved Shiva Kumtem Azayisurim. Was there anyone more who's more given to other people? Is there anyone more who loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah? He deserves it. But the Rashiva didn't look at it that way. Rashiva didn't look at it that way. Deserve what I mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu owes me something. I deserve something. The Rashiva didn't look at it that way. Rashiva looked at it. This is obviously what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. What do you mean deserve? I deserve. There's no me before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu give me, my avdus heb zechanda. That's where it starts. That's what I'm here. No, Kilu, the other person looking at it, he's supposed to be this rigorous yeshiva who could learn without any, could go and raise money and do everything without any shterai, and all of a sudden, this is getting in the way. And Eved doesn't start by himself. And that's why the Rosh was able to be besimcha. And that's why Avdi Hashem able to be besimcha in these situations. Because they don't look at it as b'di'evet. They don't look at it as a clash. They look at it as, my avdus was that before, and there's my avdus now. This might have this now, this might have this then. The Hemshech that Orchaz Chaim L'Rosh. After he says, V'tzei, Bashi Yirtze, Yirtzurecha. He's Mamshech, and he says, Smach b'chelkecho ma'atim harbi. I think this is Rech Hemshech, that's what he's saying. Smach b'chelkecho ma'atim harbi. You could have Avdus Hashem b'simcha, even when it's hard, when you're working for an Adon, who you realize you're working for him, and it's the greatest schus me to work for him. V'alik. I'm being b'bat and spatel to Rotzen Hashem. And what he wants me. Today he wants me to go here, that's what he wants to go here. Today he wants to go there. Nothing starts. I start with Eibishter. Does it start from you? We start from ourselves. That's what Shem 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 is. We have like a little bit this thing. It's like we have our cheshbin, what we're doing. Ich bin a groise tzaddik. And ich bin a groise thing because I was zoiche to realize that the right thing, that I mashkia myself and I invest myself to avoid Hashem. You don't have it. It's a shver zach. This is the real Yiddishkeit. This is the real tzura of being in heaven, and this is the real tzura of what the Melech wants. Fear ois, right? I want fear ois. One kuda. Is a grader. Till now we're talking about chumras a little bit of being in heaven, the mabat of being in heaven. But etzem, it's a little bit of a kula. We're talking about avodah zayim for Rosh Hashanah. Bar a word from Rabbi Chonon says, Chonon said, Pshat and Rambam, the Rambam, famous Rambam says, that although it says in the Torah, Lekom Kemoisha, but that's only Benevuah. Of Bitzitkus, you can have someone could be Kemoisha. Benevuah, you can't have Kemoisha. Everyone, call Echad Yisrael, it's Lash Rambam, could be Kemoisha. So Chonon says, we can't be Kemoisha. No one could reach a Tzitkus of Moisha. No one could reach the Madrigas and the Avodas Hashem of Moshe Rabbeinu. No one could reach the output, the Asmoda, the Bittul. No one could reach this Madrigas. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different Metzius. So what does Rambam mean? Arsukya. Rambam brings the Gantz Taitshin Avdus, he brings the Radak, that the Taitshin of an Eved is. An Eved is someone who doesn't have anything. In Kenyan, Eved Bali Rabbi. The Radak in the beginning of Yeshua, when he's going over there, it's called Moshe's Eved Hashem. And he says, that's what the Rambam means. A person could be the same Madrega of Eved Hashem as Moshe Rabbeinu. In Avdus, there's a difference how many koiches you have. It's a difference in the output of your koiches. Doesn't make a difference in the output of your koiches. In Tzidkus, there's a difference in the output of your koiches. In Avdus, which is the real Tzidkus, in Avdus, it means whatever you have, give to the Eibishter. If you could read only, you could read Aleph Beis, and you got to Aleph Beis, you think how the Eibishter want you to read Aleph Beis, and you get up in the morning, you think Maidan, you think how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to want you to read Aleph Beis, and you give your whole mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you have, you're going to Eved Hashem. You come to the same Madrig of Eved Hashem as Moshe Rabbeinu. The output is not the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. But whatever you have, you can give over. It's the same thing in Rosh Hashanah. There's a double bar. The din in Rosh Hashanah is a very shver zach. I'm not coming to be kaveh mesmer. It's a very, very, very shver zach. Sach shver of things in Havana, and Abish makes the din in Rosh Hashanah one day, forgets about many of the Mishkal Maisim, the normal way would come. But it's one Zach is clear, at least part of the Havana in this is that the cook in the din Rosh Hashanah is Malchastik. And one of the things, and the Iker things that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not necessarily giving you schar and all your maisim, that's Sechar Meir Vesem Shana. He's touching up what's around Eved out there. And Eved doesn't necessarily, you don't have to start all of a sudden learning till 3 o'clock in the morning, if it's not what you're holding by. You don't have to start having concentration for 40 minutes in Shema Esrei, because it's not what you're holding by either. You have to concentrate on the Sugi of Avdus. What you are in Gidat Dei Mishnah. Where you are, what you are, where you are. Give that to the Eibishter. Realize that you're Meshubit to the Eibishter. You're in your own Meshuz, in your own jurisdiction. You're Meshubit to the Eibishter.
Oh. It's almost like... Yeah.